Mary Fetchett, co-founder of Voices of September 11th, is relieved that Osama bin Laden is dead, but...
It's silly to even focus on him. You know, my need is to focus on helping the families and those that were impacted to, you know, move through the 10th anniversary.
Fetchett's son, Brad, was 24 years old. He was on the 89th floor of Tower 2.
The 10th anniversary, the memorial is going to open, and that's going to be just a wonderful event. The 10th anniversary is a milestone. A lot of family members are going to be coming for the first time.
Fetchett is a social worker who gradually became an advocate and an activist. The nation's leaders listened.
Getting the 9/11 Commission established was a significant accomplishment that even I don't really recognize historically about what we were able to do. And so I became an expert in intelligence reform and information sharing and interoperability and all the issues.
Her main focus continues to be providing support services for families.
Contrary to what people might think, well, gee, 9/11 was 10 years ago, the scope of our work is tripling. Almost every year.
Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. Osama bin Laden is dead. Mary Fetchett is relieved, but she says it is silly to dwell on him.
I refuse to focus on Osama bin Laden. It's just not even worth my time.
On this, the 10th anniversary, the co-founder of Voices of September 11th will think of her son Brad and all of those wonderful people as she walks the new Memorial Plaza.
There's something in memorializing where people like to run their hands over a name that's etched, and they're going to be able to do that this year. So it's going to be a very emotional time for the families.
Fetchett was a social worker who became an activist and a prominent voice. Looking back, she's proud of the 9/11 Commission.
I think we had a moral responsibility to continue to promote the 9/11 Commission and then the reforms that they established. So I think we've made a lot of progress in that area. You know, are we ever going to be 100% secure? Absolutely not.
10 years later, Fetchett says the need for family support services is increasing, so their efforts continue.
It's unpredictable how many lives that we've touched. We just keep moving forward instead of thinking about, what we're actually accomplishing every day.
Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.